Become a podcast buddy now and get exclusive access to the new podcast episodes. You can find more information about this on my website schulzekopp.de.
Welcome to this podcast.
Water Polo Expert Talk. Get the insights.
Get through all the pipeline categories in Partizan, you know, play for the first team when I was 14, professional game. So play professionally in Partizan 12 years. And after that, start coaching. In the same time, I was coaching the youth and juniors, Serbia Montenegro national team, and starting from, you know, 2000 and finished with the senior team, starting from 2006, finished with 2012 in fall. I was coaching first team of Partizan for 10 years also, from 2000 until 2009, middle of the 2009. Season 12 and 13, I was in Kragujevac, and after that I came to States. So from 2014 until these days, I'm in States.
Yeah, so which is really a long time. And based on the stations you already mentioned right now, so there's really a very big experience in terms of coaching, in terms of playing water polo. So maybe at the beginning, how do you come to the sport like water polo? So because you come from an area in Europe where water polo is really more or less sport number one.
So our father took us one day to the pool because he was working in the company with Miloš Marković, who was the goalie in Partizan and Olympic goalie in the former Yugoslavia. And he suggested to come to the pool because we were, you know, fast-speed kids when we were younger and with a lot of energy. So we practice different sports in the same time, and the soccer and football in Europe and the basketball and the handball and everything, you know. So we were very, you know, dedicated to the sports, but our father was thinking that we are not exhausted through the day enough, that maybe water polo can calm us down a little bit, you know. So
yeah,
we came, you know, when we were 8 years old to the pool, and Partizan was already the synonym for the highest standards, you know. And we started from the water polo school, and we were there 3-4 months. And for that new year, 1998-1999, so for the new year 1979, so we came one night to the pool as we usually came, my brother and I. Our father dropped us in front of the pool, and that was already prepared celebration for the new year in front of the club, and they give us some scarves and caps and hats and something like that, you know. And they told us that they will not have the practice because the holidays and everything, but because we told our father that we have the practice and he's supposed to come after 2.5 hours, we didn't know where we should go, you know. And we decide to go to the pool, and we go to the pool, but our group didn't have the practice, as I said. And we will make the mess in the small pool behind the pool because, you know, in Partizan Banjica, you got bigger pool and small pool. And we were in the small pool, and we make so many noise jumping and diving in that small pool without any, you know, supervisor. And Nikola Staminic was in the big pool with his group. And he was really, really mad because we are making so much noise, and he came to us and asked us, what are you guys doing? And we were scared, you know. He said, nothing. And he said, okay, can you stop it, or can I see how you're swimming? And we jump in the pool and we swim 10 meters max. And he said, okay, come to my group. And this is how we start playing water polo. Before that, we never touched the ball, you know. And after that, next week, we came to the pool, you know, Monday, after the new year, we came to the pool, and we were going in our group, as usual, in the, this small pool. And he saw us there, and he saw, and he said, you know, why are you guys there? I told you to come to my group. So this is how we started to play water polo, you know. And honestly, we cannot say too much, or we are so grateful because of that day that we had luck that met Nikola Stanović, which I think that he is the, you know, the godfather of the modern water polo.
yeah. So maybe based on the difference between coming today to water polo, do you think it's different? So because to get kids to come to the pool and try to play water polo, so is there a big difference instead of your time or the time somewhere in the past? So to come or to get kids to say, okay, I would like to play water polo and I try it out and I come to the pool, and because at least in Germany, so we have really the problem to have not so many young players or young kids who's able to or want to play water polo or to try it out at least.
I think that as everyone are witness, the modern world is changing rapidly on daily basis. So I think that water polo also is a sport trying to catch up with real time. So, I don't know, 15 years ago, you didn't have iPhone. You didn't have this technology. So it's a different way of living. And all the sports try to catch up, as I said, with the real time, and try to adjust their programs and their approach to the community in the way that they will have a decent number, you know, young kids who will start playing their sports. So I think that we are in the same group as everyone. So I think that everything's changed. We cannot be, and we cannot compare ourselves what happened 15 years or 20 years or 30 years ago, because it's totally different way of living right now. So we should not be mad on that. We should try to find solutions. You know, but direct answer on question is it's very tough right now, because one thing is very it's very common, and I can say in behalf of my name, you know, in behalf of myself, because I'm European who is living in the States last 10 years, so I can have decent judgment about it's common thing, you know, the kids right now, they don't have patience to when they failed first time in their choose sports, in sports which they choose to start practicing, they don't have patience and they don't have so much motivation to stay and start and try more and more and try over and over and compete, you know. They're trying to find, and they, what's visible, they have easy exits. So if they cannot pass and if they failed in one sport, they are going to another sport. And they are going another sport. They're moving so fast from one program to another program. And this is, I think that this is right now the signature of our time. So there is so many solutions for the kids. You know, everybody is living so fast, you know, and the kids and the families and everyone, if they cannot pass, you know, this is like, you know, stock exchange. If you put the money on stock exchange and you're giving the money, you're receiving the money and making the money in one stock, you will stay in that stock. If you're losing the money on that stock, you're moving to another one. So basically, this is copy-paste. And unfortunately, you know, this is what we need to find a solution in a way how we're going to operate in the future. In the States, it's it's good thing that its system through the high school and college at least guaranteed some kind of decent number of the water polo players in the young kids. That's advantage. That's huge advantage comparing the rest of the world, including Europe, from my view. But the weakness on this one is the main goal is just to go and finish the college. Comparing Europe, they want to play Olympics and they want to live from the water polo after they finish the college and get education. So this is the difference, and that's the way it is.
Yeah. So this is basically also my opinion or my knowledge based on the previous podcast, also with people coming from the US, maybe knowing the different systems. Yeah, you mentioned already regarding these college things and so on and so forth. And it could be an advantage in this case when you are part of the college system, and it's totally different instead of the rest of the world. Yeah, so you mentioned. So when you mentioned maybe the your first coach, yeah, was maybe the best you ever had. So are there anything or any items, any logic or idea of a game coming to also to your idea of water polo when you start your career as a coach? So many things, maybe.
No. It's very. One simple sentence which I remember from the first, because honestly, to be coach or to became the coach, it was not my idea.
Okay.
It was the idea of Nikola Stamenić.
Okay, yeah, so this would be also a very interesting question.
Yes.
If there already the plan to be a coach after your active career, so when you say this is not the case.
No, that's not, he came to me and... And he, because we worked together from, as I said, from when I was 9 years old, okay, he was doing another jobs and everything, but always, you know, in the important years for me as a grow, as a person, as a player, he was around me and around my brother. So he helped us a lot. And he helped all this generation who was building for Yugoslavia. Doesn't matter, do they belong to Croats, to the Montenegro or Slovenia or anyone else. So, and I think that his influence was huge, you know, because he who he is, a lot of people doesn't know about him, but his legacy is not just winning the medals. His legacy is that he changed the water polo in 70%, 80% how was water polo playing, you know, before he stepped in as a coach. What that mean? It means that he changed totally the approach of the practice, on the schedule of the practice, or the time of the practice, or the drills, what he put drills on the practice, changed the momentum of the game, you know. And at the same time, he teach the coaches, he teach the players, he teach the community, he teach everyone. So if you go anywhere, ask, you know, the players, hey, I want this with this coach, I want this with this coach, and that's great. But I learned from this one a lot. And mostly I learned from this one, and this is Nikola Stamenić. This is his legacy. So to return back to the question, so he came to me in my last year as a professional player and said, hey, what do you think? Why you not start to be a coach? And I said, okay, let me think about that. And I came out in 1 week and said, okay, let's try it. Okay. So he said, let's meet tomorrow and the after tomorrow and we can talk. And I came, and before we start talking at all, I said, you know, Nikola, I know this, I know this, I know this, you know, but I'm not good in this, you know, part of the game or this one. I don't understand this one. And he told me one, which I remember, you know, he told me, okay, stop. You don't know nothing. If you want to be the coach, you need to erase in your head that you ever play water polo at all. And you need to start from zero or from below to zero to learn everything again. From different perspective, not from perspective as a former player. And this is the best advice that I have from someone in my all coaching career. So, of course, I was ashamed. Of course, I disagree with him, what he told me that moment. I was thinking that I know water polo and everything. But, you know, I was asking so many questions after that sentence and that talk with him, you know, why he said that. And, you know, he knows me for a long period, you know, and he knows that I know some things, you know, for sure, you know, you know, but he did, you know, this is the popular, you know, he did reset my brain. You know, like we're doing iPhone and when something, you know, you got problem with iPhone, and said reset, you know, or return back to the basic, you know, to the factory settings. So he did the factory settings on my brain. And this is the most helpful thing that I was received from someone as a beginning on my coaching career.
Yeah, so which is at least very honest advice. Yeah, so just forget everything you try to or do you think you know. Yeah, so just push the reset button, say okay, we erase everything you maybe know about water polo, starting from scratch and building it all new, because you need to have another perspective from now on. Yeah, so you're not anymore an active player in the pool. You need another perspective than from outside of the pool. Yeah, so absolutely makes sense by talking about it at least. So when you come from a country, you mentioned it earlier, at least where water polo has another status as in Germany, for example, or the US in the past, was it not difficult maybe, but are there any differences coming to the US when you join the US team or come to the US saying, okay, I would like to work from now on with another team, trying to develop a new team and starting a new era, and maybe at this moment?
You know, some point when I was coaching Serbs, you know, and Serbian national team, and we were coming to states often to practice with the national team in the United States, you know, and I came to states first time when I was player as a partisan when Ratko Rudic was a coach, and that was 1990s in the February. So that was, you know, 32 years ago. This is the first time when I came to the states. So, and from first days, I was, you know, impressed about potential what water polo community has in the States. And I think that pushed me in direction. It's not just one day that just come out. No, it's just, you know, months and years thinking, you know, about, you know, and for me and for my family, we are not considering United States as a foreign country at all, you know. So we are very familiar with the United States of American way of living. We don't have problem with that. We are, you know, very comfortable with that. You know, my wife, she finished the high school in Albany, New York, when she was in high school. So we don't have problem with that, cultural problem at all. So my attention was, okay, NBA, NFL, NHL, you know, all those high rated, you know, sports worldwide. And I was thinking, and I'm still thinking, that United States men's team deserve to be the number one in the world regarding potential and everything, you know. It's not easy. And my goal was coming here to exactly this, to put the system, you know, that we can put ourselves, that we can fight and play against all those European powerhouses teams worldwide and winning in games. So the problem when I came is, as I said, it's trying to adjust and adapt some things to try to, you know, do something differently, you know. Mm-hmm. And the most important thing, to put the system, how we can produce and the players and the coaches in the same time, and at the same time try to make the winning streak and making the medals. So I think that we are in a good direction. It was not easy at all. Try to convince the people to follow you, to believe you, you know. But I think that we are going in very good direction right now, and it was not easy at all, as I said. Especially the problem was the most important thing, what as a coach I learned, is the planning ahead, thinking ahead of opponents, thinking about how the game going to look like in 6 months ahead, year ahead, 2 years ahead, and try to change some things before your opponents figure that in the same time, because we are living in open world. So all those datas, all those informations are allowed to everyone. So that was my idea, you know, and right now I think that after the first 2 years, if may I say, like introducing or knowing each other's and try to figure and be familiar with, they're going to be familiar with me and I'm going to be familiar with them. I'm talking about the organization, the players, the coach, the community and everything. So after 2016, you know, we were, you know, in the situation that we make what I can. So when I came, I did unpopular things. So I cut so many players, which was in that moment, probably better than some players, you know, which we had, you know, but as I said, my job is to see what someone cannot see in present. I can see what's coming in the future. So we just keep the high potential player, high talented players for the national team, you know, and we started to work immediately with a group who is born 97 and younger. So that was 2013. Established the pipeline of the coaches, established the group from born 97 and younger. All the players who are older than 97, we keep the national team, but only high talented players, not the medium level players. So give them the room and everything. And that's right now, it's payoff. So we are still the youngest team in the world, you know, but this is, we, in the same time, we have so many talents in our team, which are right now, everybody are seeing this, you know, in Europe and worldwide, which we predicted going to happen several years ago. If I talk, okay, you cannot, you know, predict that from 10 players, all the 10 players going to succeed. But from the 10 players which you choose, we have more, we have seven, which is high, a high level number. So I'm satisfied where we are right now. In good direction we're going, and I will I'm thinking that we established the very good concrete ground floor for the future. You know, and our goal is for sure is to winning the medals in Paris in LA 28.
Yeah. So the main goal is then really the Olympic Games in Paris. Yeah.
Paris and LA. Yes, for sure. Because what we are planning. You know, for sure, 9 players who will play in Paris gonna play also in maybe 10 in LA 28.
Okay, yeah, so which is a high number at least, yeah, so that you have really the core together also for the next two tournaments and not only for the next one coming up in 2 years.
Yeah, I'm through.